possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get back to college football in a second, but has anyone checked on Mike McDaniel, the Miami Dolphins? Pearl, we knew he's kind of a quirky dude.
Kind of.
Yeah. Yale educated, a guy who really cerebral, clearly, but has like an interesting kind of bedside manner, if you will. He doesn't give off, like, no one's confusing him with like Bill Parcells, if you get what I'm putting down.
He's right? He's kind of a player's coach.
I mean, he's just kind of quirky, I think is the way to put it. He's not Mr. Meat and Potatoes football coach. This is not a Bill Belichick situation. And he just sort of has his own way of doing things. So, for example, this is the exchange between Mike McDaniel and some reporters with a simple, good morning, how you doing?
You should stand corrected. Good morning. False. Great morning. Let's go.
Why great?
Hmm?
What makes this one great?
Because we're another day closer to death.
That is some gallows humor there, Mike. Every joke, there's a little bit of truth. Like, how bad is it going down there at Dolphins camp?
He did say it was a great morning.
Yeah, false. Like, the way he's saying that, it's like a Dwight Schrute kind of thing from The Office. Like, I think he, I'm all for great personalities in sports. It's
false.
Fun for us, and that's really awesome. But I think there's a little... We're understanding a little bit more, I think, why Mike McDaniel, in my opinion, is going to be a great offensive coordinator in the future and not a great head coach.
Okay.
There's a documentary, Pro. I'm not sure if you ever saw it. It's called 20 Feet from Stardom, and it's about backup singers and like really, really amazing backup singers and why it's so hard to make that transition from 20 feet away from the microphone, from the front mic to the front mic. And there's a lot more that goes into it than meets the eye. I think Mike McDaniel is a great offensive coordinator. Clearly the guy can run an offense. But as far as a head coach is concerned, I don't even know if he's cut out for this. Because it's not just the winning and losing, and he hasn't won nearly enough in Miami to be off the hot seat, especially with that owner. And I think they're very impatient down there. But I just think he's kind of odd. And I think it rubs some of his players in a weird way as well.
You know, I don't disagree with the 20 feet from the mic thing. It does seem like he's destined to be a coordinator, but I don't know, why does odd and quirky make you disqualify you from being a great coach? Example A, Jim Harbaugh. He's as odd and quirky as you get. And I think he's just, Mike McDaniel's obviously trying to have fun here. He has a long history of trying to make jokes.
Sure.
And the dude vaped on the sideline, Maggie.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me is the all-time weirdest thing.
Yeah, that's another way I think maybe he's not cut out for head coaching. Although Dan Campbell's got the biggest dip in his lip all game.
I think I know why, not necessarily you, but I think why people have trouble viewing him as head coach, because he's so small. I think if he was big, if he was Dan Campbell and saying these things, he might get away with it more. But I actually watched a clip of him yesterday. He's this tiny guy. Sometimes he puts on the sunglasses. He does the running. He's just a weirdo. And you're right. But I think it's hard to imagine him as a head coach because he's has no physical imposing, and he's got to get tough with these guys. Isn't it hard to imagine him really instilling discipline on a team? And frankly, the team kind of looks undisciplined in the sense that Tyreek Hill is sort of running his mouth. Like, what's Mike McDaniel going to do about it? Nothing. That's why he doesn't seem like he's cut out to be a head coach to me.
Yeah, I think there is, you know, I think what you're saying here, the guys who didn't play at a high level maybe have a different bar that they have to clear. Maybe it's a little something else that they have to prove to the locker room, which I get, you know, and I understand it. We do go through the same thing here with the media. People hold us to this, you know, and always question, well, you didn't play the game. How do you talk about it? You know, we have to really do our homework here. So here's a little bit more from Mike McDaniel and Tyreek Hill. So, Manny, can we play cut two? Here's Tyreek Hill. This is from Friday. Said that he suggested to Mike McDaniel to stop using Devon Achane on short yardage situations.
Take Devon out on third down. What? That's my honest opinion. If it's third and short, he's not a power back. I be telling him that in the locker room, but he a power back. I love Devon though, but if I'm being honest, like, that's why you got Jalen Wright. That's why you got Ollie Gordon for those kind of situations.
Okay, so, you know, Coach Tyreek Hill, making some suggestions. Here's Mike McDaniel on Sunday when he was asked about it. And when he calls Tyreek Hill a genius in this clip, he's clearly being sarcastic.
I thought it was genius reporting by Tyreek, seeing how we had a short yardage period that very day that you guys were in attendance for. And his suggestion was, I guess, congruent with Coach Stutesville. That's exactly how we repped the backs in that short yardage period that very day. But
okay, so he's saying, great suggestion that you made because we already made that change. And here's more of Mike McDaniel finding it funny that Tyreek Hill said this when it had already been out there.
We thought it was funny that he reported the news that wasn't news on that practice day in that short yardage period that you guys were all there too for.
Again, like, you know, what's going on between these two guys, right?
Yeah, but I mean, you're going to trust, like, Tyreek Hill's been a problem all over the place. Why would you not put that on Tyreek Hill?
I am. Another day closer to death.
Oh, I am putting it on Tyreek Hill. I just don't understand why the coach wouldn't just move on from this.
Mm.
Yeah, great idea. We already did it. Like, we're doing it. This is a situation everyone knew, you know. You don't have to be like, well, he's a real genius here because he saw that we are. It's just
he feels like he's exasperated, right?
Another day closer to death.
I know what you're saying.
In every joke, there's a little truth.
I just feel like Miami. It's funny. There's no excitement about the Dolphins. I think there's very low expectations. And the reality is, even if this team is great, you don't trust that Tua Tagovailoa is going to stay healthy. So what are we doing here? That's, I think, what you're kind of getting at.
Well, I think that Mike McDaniel is going to go down, unfortunately for him, I think he's going to go down in history, in the long line of history, of guys who just made better offensive coordinators than head coaches. And I don't know if we're going to get a rash of those guys right now. I don't know if Ben Johnson is going to be that guy. Is Liam Cohen going to be that guy? Is Kellen Moore going to be that guy? Because this is what I'm seeing from Mike McDaniel. And, you know, everyone wants the new thing and the exciting thing. And I get retreads and no one wanted Bill Belichick in the NFL anymore because I guess he's, you know, whatever. But not everybody is cut out to be a head coach. And that's what I'm getting from McDaniel. I'm getting backup singer, not star. And I also think it is a little interesting that, like, his look did become like a bit of a story last year. He grew out his hair and he's wearing these glasses and all this stuff. What NFL head coach needs like a look? It's not Tom Landry, you know. You're not like making the fedora, you know, your signature style, or Bill Belichick the hoodie. That happened by accident because he literally cut the sleeves off of a hooded sweatshirt.
Harbaugh's slacks. That's a look.
They're pleated. It's awful.
Yeah. I mean, McDaniel, by the way, has had a pretty good record. It's kind of shocking that he's been able to win because a lot of the problems are team building. Like, if you look at what's wrong with this era of Miami, I hate to say it, it feels like it's on GM Chris Greer, who's been there forever. Mm-hmm. What are you doing here? It seems like the defense is never healthy, and the offense, unfortunately, if Tua played 17 games next year, I know you think Mike McDaniel's on the super hot seat.
I do.
If Tua is on the field for 17 games, this team is going to win 8, 9, or 10 games. I'm thoroughly convinced of that.
Is that going to be enough to make the playoffs in the AFC?
Maybe not, but the truth is they're not a terrible team. So he's not a terrible coach. Like he's got
an above 500 record, I'll give you that.
He's just not a total disaster. Like he's ahead of where Matt Nagy and Adam Gase and some of the other failed offensive coordinators were. And there's all these reports that the ball has not touched the ground. Tua can run an offense. Like when they have all those guys out there, I'm very concerned about Tua's health, and I'm very, very concerned about 31-year-old Tyreek Hill's health. When he, last few years, he's looked amazing, and then he tweaks a hamstring, and then Dolphins fall apart. So, by the way, fantasy owners, interesting note about Devon Achane.
Oh, what's that?
I just like downgraded him four rounds.
Yeah, now Ollie Gordon should be getting his carries.
Ollie Gordon, what a mystery. Remember, he was a Heisman hopeful last year? Ollie Gordon gets some TD vulture here. I just think that this team is stuck in mediocrity going back to, 1993? Like, they need to change something drastically here.
Okay, so here's my question then. If you think that, you know, McDaniel is a good coach, he does have an above 500 record.
He's an okay coach.
He's done it with sometimes down to the third string quarterback. Okay, I'll grant you all of that. So if he goes 9-8 this year, is he still the coach of the Miami Dolphins next year?
If he doesn't make, probably not. 9-8 and misses the playoffs, I think it's playoffs or bust. But I'll tell you right now, I do not necessarily mean that. That does not mean he won't ever get a head coach job again. Because Cliff Kingsbury, great offensive coordinator, got fired in Arizona, killing it in Washington. He's definitely getting another job. So some of these offensive geniuses who fall apart as head coaches do get a second chance. I think Matt Nagy will probably get another job. And he could not have gone worse for Matt Nagy.
Well, he did win Coach of the Year, I think, didn't he, Chicago? I think Matt Nagy's next job is going to be waiting out Andy Reid.
I bet you Mike McDaniel's been top five for Coach of the Year. But that first year when he came in, he was a revelation. Kevin Stefanski's the same way. Everybody wants these offensive geniuses. It means a lot in today's NFL.
Okay, if I gave you the option, what's more likely to happen? We're talking about Mike McDaniel. Manny, can you play the joke again? This is how he greeted the media yesterday.
You should stand corrected. Good morning. False. Great morning. Let's go.
Why great?
Hmm?
What makes this one great?
Because we're another day closer to death.
Killing him, coach. No pun intended.
Let's go.
My friend. But here's the question. Do you think what's more likely to happen? Dolphins implode this season or Dolphins make the playoffs?
Well, Dolphins implode because Tua gets hurt.
Got it.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Do you think if Tua is healthy, it's more likely that they have a winning record or that they are a top five pick?
If he's healthy?
Yep.
All 17 games?
All 17 games. This kind of sounds funny.
Yeah, I can't get there. But no, they're not going to be a top five pick if he's healthy.
Yeah, that's a problem too. Right? They need another quarterback. I think they have to pay him again next year. They just re-up that dude.
Okay, I'm going to get accused of being oversensitive here. And so I'm self-owning here.
You should stand corrected.
This is like when a college coach like imposes their own suspension to try to get ahead of the NCAA. I know what you guys are going to say. Maggie, you're being too sensitive. Stop being such a you-know-what and just much into this.
We have no idea what's coming right now.
Mike McDaniel stands up in front of a podium and says, today's a great day because we're one day closer to death. And obviously, I know he's joking around. He's got a quarterback that has been literally taken in an ambulance off the field twice.
To a tackle of Leoa.
Exactly. Now, again, I understand maybe I'm being sensitive here. I don't think he's thinking that consciously as he's up there. But if there's one quarterback who has really been through it, a guy who's been taken off in an ambulance, maybe we're not joking around about that.
Okay.
Just rolled his eyes.
It
didn't cross anyone else's mind. We're making these kind of jokes when Tua's brain could be mush.
You know he's a starting quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. They're sending him back out there. You're aware of this.
Yeah, and if we had Chris Nowinski on the line, and he is the Concussion Legacy Foundation, he would say Tua should take the next 5 years off to let his brain heal.
I'm just saying that it's closer to death.
A bigger problem is him actually playing than what his coach says at a press conference. You know how I feel. We always argue about this. These coaches are just desperately trying to get through this thing without giving a soundbite to anyone.
Well, this was a real bad job then.
No, it
this
wasn't.
This was an all-time quote.
You should stand corrected.
Yeah. But again, like, it's an all-time quote that has nothing to do with anything. Like, it's a good one because, like, focus on that. Him calling out Tyreek Hill, that's bad. That is a mistake.
Also bad.
But even so, I mean, again, and I am doing Eagles bragging rights. Nobody says crazier stuff than Nick Sirianni. That dude is about to become the all-time greatest coach. He has the highest winning percentage of anyone ever.
Yeah, and that's only because Nick Sirianni has nothing to do with the amazing roster around him.
I'm just saying, sure. I mean,
he doesn't even do anything. He doesn't call the plays on either side of the ball.
That ring goodness. Still sits on his finger, Maggie, and it doesn't matter how good or bad he is in press conferences.
Yeah, that was
ask Doug Peterson how that ring is treating him now.
Doug
Peterson.
Doug Peterson. Ask him how that ring is doing. What that ring is doing for him now?
Yeah, and actually, Doug Peterson is a pretty good coach, and he was really good at press conferences sometimes. I mean, Andy Reid. Have you ever heard an Andy Reid press conference? It is gobbledygook.
Well, it's just painful.
Mike Tomlin. Like, who knows what he's going to say?
Well, Tomlin's one of our all-time favorites.
Yeah, I mean. Tomlin just goes completely random. No coach is giving you anything.
You're damn right.
Might as well make jokes.
One day closer to death.
What is Sean McDermott, your coach, a Bills fan?
We
I don't
do
know
not
what
care.
He's like at a press conference.
Exactly. And I
and
bet,
you want him fired tomorrow.
Well, that's because of what's going on the field.
No, that was my point. I'm like, that has not, he's been really quiet in press conferences. I'm sorry. I don't see a ring on his finger.
No, his whole thing is avoiding headlines, and he does a masterful job at it. It's only when things get leaked out about things that he may have said behind the scenes that you get
like
some.
Like what he told the group, how they have to. You know,
yeah, come together like the 9/11 hijackers.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm surprised he still has a job off of that.
Do you remember when we interviewed Jim Harbaugh?
Yeah,
a couple years ago, and the Zoom was coming in and out.
Yeah,
and he was already completely random, and that was. I mean, there's Mike McDaniel in a million years couldn't be weirder than Jim Harbaugh, and Jim Harbaugh has won at every level.
Okay, poll question: EJ, quirkier coach? I don't say weirder. Weird. Quirkier coach, Jim Harbaugh, Mike McDaniel.
Dude was afraid of chickens and then he changed his mind and did a sea change. That's least, not weird to you?
At least Jim Harbaugh is attacking every day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. Mike McDaniel, one day closer to death.
Because we're another day closer to death.
I mean, I think this would be a tight one.
It's a good question. I agree.
Jim's a little more famous than Mike, so that, you know, these Twitter polls sometimes, but it's just like, who do you know?
NFL fans are well aware of, there's two things when you think of Mike McDaniel. The running, which is insane, and it's a joke. I think he's just trying to entertain his friends. And the dude vaped on the sideline. He's a modern NFL coach in the tradition of Tom Landry and Vince Lombardi.
Well, those guys were just smoking actual cigarettes, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. But in the locker room, not on the sideline.
I want to drive my RV out.
It'd just be funny if all of a sudden he just, like, you know, lit up a Marlboro.
Like Jim Leland style?
Yeah, in the dugout.
Oh.
You should stand corrected.
And all his facts are true. We are one day closer to death, Maggie.
Yeah, I love thinking about that on a random Tuesday. Thank you. I needed Mike McDaniel to tell me that.
Yeah, I was annoyed just hearing this quote. I'm like,
get out of here.
Be a winner. No, be a more of a winner if you're going to make jokes like that.
I heard that quote, and the only thing I could think of was facts.
I honestly like that he's trying from
a football coach, though. Hey, life's hard enough.
Hey, that's just a reminder.
Keep us entertained. Be weird. It's facts. So much better than the normal press conference.
Facts.
But like, Kevin Stefanski won't tell us who his starting quarterback is and doesn't do any jokes.
He doesn't have one.
Do a routine, at least, like Mike McDaniel. EJ, what do you want out of these coaches?
If he was a better coach and they won more, maybe I'd be okay with this. But this feels...
You gotta earn the jokes.
Yeah, if I was a Dolphin fan, I'd be like, what is this clown talking about? Like, I haven't seen my team win a playoff game in literally 25 years.
Great morning, let's go.
And this is what he's doing? Like, it just feels unserious. Everything about the Dolphins feels unserious. Tyreek Hill is saying that he's a coach making suggestions. Mike McDaniel is fighting him. He's making jokes. It just all of it feels unserious for a team that should be serious.
Like, but this year,
there's a lot
of
pressure on that team this year.
The fact that they didn't fire McDaniel and sort of start over and pay Tua, like, they're playing out the string right now. I don't think... You're right. They're not a serious team. I do agree with that. Is anyone think of them as a contender?
No, they can't play if it's under 50 degrees. Like, that's a problem. I know 50, maybe it's more like 35.
They don't have a lot of evidence of that. I mean, they rarely get to play in cold weather. And when they do, it's bad. But then again, same with Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, and that's not a good thing. Like, you should be able... You play football. It's a cold weather sport. I know not every city is cold weather where it's played, but...
Football!
You're playing the AFC East if you're the Dolphins. Like, you got to figure out how to play in cold weather.
Remember last year, too, they had Pointer, who came from the Bills, and he said that, listen, as a Bills player, we used to think of the Dolphins as a soft team.
Of course.
Right. So, and to me, like...
That's not good.
You look soft making jokes about, oh, you know, one day closer to... Like, you're not doing anything to change that narrative. Like, Bradley Chubb, to his credit, tried to say, listen, I know last year we said we were changed. That was nonsense. We were not changed. This year, we're taking this thing entirely differently.
Last year, I was lying. Today, I'm telling the truth.
But then at least he's saying, I'm taking this year seriously, and then the coach isn't. So
you're a 5'8 wide receiver out of Yale who wears sunglasses and smokes on the sideline. What do you expect him to be? I mean, this is who they hired, EJ.
A professional head coach.
No, this is way more fun. And also, his offense reflects his personality. It's great. When they get going, oh, my God, it's the best. Everybody's crossing on the field. And, like, I find it entertaining. Unfortunately, I wouldn't count on them winning. I mean, that's a shame. But why are you blaming him more than the GM?
Blaming them both. But the GM's not out there making jokes about how we're one day closer to death. Good grief, Coach. 888-710-4ISN. Seems like an amazing place to work. 888-710-4476. Okay, lots more to do, including we will tell you what a successful season looks like for the following teams.
Because we're another day closer.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Death.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Mike McDaniel, I mean, the guy just gets up on the podium, tells the truth about the existential crisis we all face, and you have a problem with that. You want him to stick to football.
Yeah,
I want to hear the guy philosophize. He went to Yale, Maggie.
Yeah, and not everyone who goes to Ivy League schools has it all figured out. You know that because you went to school with all of them.
I feel like that's a shot right there.
and I'm also saying, you know, some of the most miserable people I know are ones who went to Ivy League schools. That the problem is, just because you are a great mind and because you are creative doesn't mean you're a great head coach. I think he's going to be a great offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Remember a couple years ago, he was a thing. Everybody
Kyle
loved
Shanahan,
this guy.
Man.
There were all these pictures when he was a Denver Broncos ball boy with earrings. The quirkiness was good when their offense came out and was lightning to start with. Everybody liked him then, and now that they've been mediocre for 2 years, they're coming after him.
Well, that's what winning affords you.
I mean,
you go 11-6, the jokes are going to land a little bit more.
The reality is, your win-loss record is going to determine what happens here, not what he says at a press conference. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right about that. You are. I mean, we're having a little fun here that the guy was you know, has some gallows humor.
Do you think he gets an offensive coordinator job next year if he gets fired? Would you?
I think Kyle Shanahan brings him back in the fold. And yeah. I was actually thinking about it now. Yep. You know, Bill Belichick has the reputation. Obviously, he has been a winner, but all of his assistants go on elsewhere and don't really make it. Is that what's going on with Shanahan?
No.
Robert Sala went to the Jets and flamed out. Now Mike McDaniel's on the hot seat. This could be a four and out.
Well, his tree goes kind of, I mean, I guess it's his dad.
It's his dad more.
But it feels like McVay came off the Kyle Shanahan tree. So,
but I think McVay would tell you his grandfather was a general manager. And yeah, he worked in Washington with Mike Shanahan. But like McVay's got his own life in football.
I'm just looking at
with John McVay, right? Was his grandfather was a GM?
It's so hard to tell because they're all kind of intertwined now. But they all have similar roots to Gary Kubiak, Mike Shanahan. Because Stefanski's the coach of the year. Kevin O'Connell's like the hot coach. He's a McVay guy.
But like
who's
Brandon
really a Shanahan
Staley,
guy.
Wasn't he with McVay? With
but those are, he was a defensive guy.
But still, so was Sala. It flamed out with the Jets. I'm saying guys who go on, you know, when Belichick with his tree, it's offensive side of the ball, defensive side of the ball. The tree has not produced the branches that you would expect. With such a talented coach.
But who cares about the defensive guys? The Kyle Shanahan acolytes have all won. D'Amico Ryans, by the way. But again, it doesn't matter if it's a defensive guy. It's these offensive guys that are the future of the league. Everybody just wants to hire the same person. Brian Callahan, like how'd he get a job just because he knew Sean McVay? And I think Shanahan's the same thing. But I mean, it's like they're looking for that system, right? Who every single head, almost like every year, there's seven head coaches hired. Four came from the McVay Shanahan tree. So it's just the way it is always going to be.
It's not going to save McDaniel now unless he has a really, really big season. Let's get to Andrew Bogish, who's got all the headlines for us.
Heads are another day closer to death.
Guys, disgraced high school football coach Teddy Bridgewater will lay low for a while.
That was heavy.
In the NFL, the 32-year-old well-traveled Bridgewater visiting the Bucs this morning, expected to eventually sign with them as insurance for Baker Mayfield. The Bucs would be his eighth team and third in the NFC South alone.
I thought he didn't want to play anymore.
Well, he can't coach high school football anymore, so here's plan B.
Yeah, but the reason he got fired from high school football is like the lamest thing.
Yes.
No, I know you were joking around, but for people to know, when you say disgraced high school football coach, that could mean a lot of stuff. He like bought a kid a meal, right?
He paid for food, he paid for rides to practice.
How dare he?
And he paid for kids to get like massages, like recovery stuff.
Right.
Yes. Can you believe that, animal?
I know. When I was covering high school football, I mean, I'm not going to call anyone out now, but these were the best coaches, were the guys who, cared. got kids who didn't have enough, you know, maybe missing a meal every now and then, or maybe mom's not at home because she's working two jobs, and they would, you know, buy him a pizza or give him rides to practice. Like, that changes lives. I can't believe that he would get in trouble for that. It's not right.
Oh, I mean, there's a long history of sports of that.
But it's like in high school, it's one thing, it's college. We joke around, you can have the bagel, but you can't have the cream cheese on it. You know, all these stupid, or else, because cream cheese on a bagel is a meal, or a bagel plain is a snack, or whatever the stupid thing was with the NCAA.
Makes sense to me.
But this is high school.
You say that now, but you know the competition for players is brutal right now. I mean,
you think that's what this was? Enticements? I thought it was just helping out.
I think that's the spirit of the law.
Yeah,
don't want people to have a better setup to show to kids to come to.
I was talking to someone who was saying to me, the high school sports have transformed more than almost any sports in the country because private schools now dominate the field.
Definitely.
Like public schools have no chance to compete with these private schools anymore. And money is just flowing in, including, by the way, private equity is even coming into some of these high schools. Like you have your, what's it called, the IMG Academy, and it is just, money is definitely an issue in high school sports. Then you have a little bit of NIL, too.
So the funny thing about private equity getting involved, right? This happened with, I think, Florida State, like a hedge fund got involved, like buying in. They take their profit no matter what. How are you profiting off of a high school?
Well, I mean, it's not just a sport, too. Like Josh Harris, the owner of the Commanders, and he just formed this massive youth sports, Bogus, you know about this.
The Commanders.
Youth sports corporation that is just raking in money because there's so much amateur sport. Parents throw money out the door and it's kind of all tied into each other.
Yeah.
So private equity is starting to dominate the youth sports field, including high school sports.
Oh, I'm sure that's going to be awesome.
It's going to work out really well, too.
I'm sure for the kids.
Yep.
All, the up all and about up. The kids. Wait, what? Folks, have you ever, and I'm not going to ask you to do it here, it's a little personal, but have you ever tallied the amount of money that you're spending on baseball for Jake? And I'm not saying this to make him feel bad or anything like that. I'm just wondering if you've ballparked it, like carried the one.
Yeah, are you a good father?
I have been doing the math recently on the hitting instructions that have led to inconsistent hitting. Like when Jake walks up to the plate and does nothing that his very talented hitting instructor has worked with him on, I go, okay, well that, you know, $60 times 4 weeks times 12 months, like that's okay. Ooh.
$60 an hour for the hitting coach?
$60 for half an hour.
Half an hour.
Yeah.
But what is Jake not doing? Like how hard are they? How hard are the tips?
He has a completely different batting stance. He stands in the cage against a grown man who's throwing like decent fastballs and rocks him. Goes up there against fellow 11-year-olds and he goes back to hitting the way he hit before instructors.
Okay, so like, he needs a mental coach.
Well, it's also no matter what, the game is different than the indoor air conditioned batting.
Oh, game, I know this. I was a great practice player.
I was never good at either setting.
We're familiar.
Can't you yell?
Listen, batting cage boy.
Hey, I can hit better than your son.
But I don't know that you can actually.
Oh, I know I can.
If he has
a
stance.
Quite a flex from a full grown man.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. If he has a stance with his coach, he's got to do the same. Stance is easy. Like, what's so hard about, like, doing a stance?
I gotcha.
Wait, maybe he just needs a $400 bat.
He already has that.
Does he have a torpedo bat?
He does not.
Which
bat did you get him?
He has a DeMarini Zen.
I knew it would be a DeMarini.
Yeah. Custom color, too.
Oh, it is it now. What color?
Yeah, that was from Santa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm hoping it's Matt's colors.
No, it is light blue and pink, and there's might be like a neon green in there.
I know the colors
of
the bats.
Teal thing going on.
What I actually saw Jake play live. It was one of the great athletic thrills of my life to see this. The color of the bats is crazy.
That was last year. You should see the 2025 models.
You might as well light them on fire. What are you, the Savannah Bananas? Oh,
wow. Yeah, basically the Savannah Bananas.
If they can do it safely, they'll do it.
They've set the culture for youth baseball. Is that fair to say?
I mean, at some point, there's going to be like a fish tank inside, like the goldfish swimming around while you're swinging your bat.
like platform shoes with a goldfish in them.
Well, who was that, Elton John? Do you have those in the 70s? That's funny.
Moving off of Teddy Bridgewater, no actual legal trouble for Chargers linebacker Denzel Perryman. He spent the weekend in jail after 5 firearms were found in his car during a traffic stop Friday night. Perryman was released yesterday afternoon. No charges will be filed. Jim Harbaugh visited him in jail.
He was in good spirits and loved Denzel. He's always done right. He's never been in trouble. They've got a beautiful family.
And again, he's not in any further trouble over this. Our most recent conversations about Cleveland Guardian pitchers have been about gambling allegations. Here's something good for a change. Nick Enright got his first career save last night, a 7-6 win in 10 over the Mets. He is still getting treatment for Hodgkin's lymphoma, what? Which he was diagnosed with in late 2022.
You know, it's been a journey to get here, that's for sure. And I think what my journey has done is given me a great perspective, allows me to slow some things down when I'm out there, because any situation that I face on the ball field pales in comparison to the stuff that me and my family have had to go through these last 3 years.
Enright speaking post-game with Guardians TV, manager Stephen Vogt told reporters that Enright was basically in tears coming off the field. His final cancer treatment is in November. He's been in the minors or injured for most of the last 2 seasons.
That's incredible.
That's an amazing story.
The Dodgers, just 7-9 since the All-Star break after a 3-2 home loss to the Cardinals last night. Houston snapped Miami's 5-game win streak 8-2, and the Blue Jays pounded the Rockies 15-1. Toronto had 25 hits, including 2 homers and 6 RBI from Bo Bichette. New Cubs starter Mike Soroka headed for the IL with right shoulder discomfort. He left last night's start after just 2 innings. Chicago eventually lost to the Reds 3-2. And despite Pearl's objections, the Spurs are giving De'Aaron Fox a 4-year max extension. It's worth $229 million, making him the 14th highest paid player in the league based on annual average value.
14th?
Yeah.
Not even top 10.
Barely top 15.
People
not enough money, Pearl.
People love to say, like, man, the NBA is really It's really lagging. It's really dying. It's like, well, the 14th highest paid player is making the just as much as the highest paid quarterback.
False.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean baseball guys are getting crazy money too. And that's, I mean, Juan Soto just signed a $700 million deal.
It shows there is money.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I think it helps that there's so few players on the roster compared to football. But is this sustainable? I'm not even going to get into it. Like, how much are the owners making? They must be printing money.
That's a hell of a question, Pearl.
This is why there's no sympathy for them.
This is like an Encino Man conversation. Yeah. These owners, where did all this money come from?
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they can pay De'Aaron Fox $57 million a year, I mean, there are a lot of people who think the NBA is in a bubble, though, right?
Yeah,
I know the billion. Like, again, like, you guys are talking to me like I'm crazy that I thought, wow, this maybe that people are overpaying for NBA.
No, not that you're crazy, that you're shocked. Like, we've just, these numbers have just been so big for so long. I'm surprised you're correct.
Tutorial. But I will guarantee one thing. In 2 years, we'll be sitting here saying the Spurs are desperately trying to unload this deal.
That's
the rule. It's an exception when these contracts are not albatross.
Okay, let's talk about this. So, obviously, the Spurs have one of the great reputations of any professional sports team. I don't even think you can just go NBA. Popovich now, because of the health concerns, has stepped away from the sidelines and is now in the front office. I mean, are we going to criticize this? Like, is this a Belichick situation where at the end of his career, he's making bad draft pick? I don't think the draft pick was bad with Dylan Harper, but making bad decisions and we're going to have losing seasons or...
I mean, is it as simple as what's their record since Tim Duncan retired? Terrible,
it can't be good. Yeah, or Kawhi left.
They tried too hard to hang on and then finally broke it down and ended up with Wemby.
And the Kawhi thing was, I mean, I know it takes two to tango, but they really alienated him. Or they alienated Uncle Dennis, you know, the guy who's his guy. About how to treat his knee injury.
They have not been a well-run organization for 10, 15 years.
Okay, so
it's very fair to say that.
All right, so now they got Wemby.
Yep.
Who is maybe the future. Is definitely the future of the league.
Yeah.
Like, we ask about who's going to take the torch when LeBron retires and KD and Steph. It's Wemby, AD,
should
and C.
Be. I mean, hopefully for the league, it is him.
Okay, well, it could be Luka now in L.A.
Health situations, he should be.
Well, I was going to say, at that height, can you stay healthy? That jumped in mind. But he's 21. You know, he's young.
But do we trust the Spurs?
I don't trust them right now. If you were going to build a team around a 7'5" guy with this set of skills, wouldn't you want to be like the Warriors, like three shooters on the outside? So everybody collapses on Victor Wembanyama. Now you have three ultra talented point guards who can't shoot. What kind of team is this? I don't understand them at all.
888-710-4ISN.
It's going to be a little bit, I think it's going to be comedic when De'Aaron Fox ends up in the final year of his contract and he gets traded to a rebuilding 76ers team. That's going to be gold.
Well, no, I'm all about the Sixers now.
Why is that?
Why?
Because they're crippling Josh Harris, the owner of the Commanders, with these massive contracts, so he can't pay Terry McLaurin. That is the...
Someone in their car just drove off the road. How did you get there?
I heard it on part of my take that's a conspiracy theory. That basically, no one could understand the Paul George contract when it was signed. I was the only one in this room who thought that was insane. And of course it was crazy. It is to make sure that Josh Harris does not have enough money to pay Terry McLaurin because all anyone cares about in Philly is the Eagles.
Did you see the update on Embiid yesterday, by the way?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, the knee is in bad shape, and he's not going to be ready for training camp.
Every day it gets worse.
It does. It's bad.
He's going to be missing a leg before we actually get to the
game. I mean, seriously.
Is there ever a city that didn't care? If Kyle Schwarber hits a grand slam every night, then the Sixers can win two games and no one is going to care.
Wait, I have one follow-up, though. who made Josh Harris pay Paul George to screw Josh Harris?
That's a total joke. I mean, Daryl Morey.
Daryl Morey
is what, an Eagles mole?
Yeah. Okay. He's actually, you know, GMing for his job.
He rips off his face like it's Scooby-Doo and it's Bradley Cooper.
By the way, it may not be a conspiracy. It could just be the idea that he's like, I'm spending too much money. Maybe nobody made him do it. He's just doing it.
Do Velma from Scooby-Doo?
I don't think Josh Harris has any problem spending money on Terry McLaurin. I think it's the cap, right? He's not like cash poor.
Yeah, I mean, Peters came from the Niners, and we saw the Niners in contract negotiations.
This is a cap thing. This is not. I think Josh Harris has plenty of money, too. I'm assuming. He sure looks like a guy.
He owns three sporting teams, NHL, NBA, and football teams.
And a soccer team, too, doesn't he?
I think he does. And also, too, he kind of just looks like a nerdy billionaire who, he's got money. That was a joke. This has nothing to do with Terry McLaurin, although that would be so cool.
888-710-4ISN Bogish, thank you so much. Coming up, we're asking you a question. Is this one thing compelling or is it sad? We'll help you determine the answer, MMP.
Because we're another day closer to death.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Defensive Player of the Week is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. So it is a kind of still a slow time in sports. You got baseball going on. You got WNBA. I don't think that, is there a lot of soccer going on? I think we are going baseball. And I think we are clearly going with my guy, Bryce Harper, who had an incredible play on Sunday night at first base. He's actually picking up first base really well, which is a message to all you sluggers out there. Play first base. So I think it's probably, knowing EJ, going to be Bryce Harper.
Yeah, knowing EJ, it is definitely not going to be Bryce Harper. But good try. EJ made a reference yesterday. Said, oh, was anyone watching the Fever Storm game on Sunday? Because I was. And I filed that away.
You're smart.
Well, I don't go that far.
Jeez Louise.
I think that EJ also doesn't give it to teams, but Aaliyah Boston had 3 steals in this game, and the Fever won 78-74 without Caitlin Clark. Aaliyah Boston, final answer.
So both of you guys are wrong. We're going to go to baseball. We're going to go to last night in Los Angeles.
In the air to right, long run. Newpark coming on, still coming, dives! Wow. And makes a great catch! Last moment, Newpark dives and makes a grab in foul ground, an unbelievable catch.
Well, see where Lars is. He's got to respect the power of Betts. He goes a long way and outstanding, laying out and making a potential game-saving play.
Yes, Lars Newbar is the defensive player of the week. Last night against the Dodgers, he made a spectacular diving catch that could have saved potentially the tying run from scoring if that ball gets past him. It was a remarkable play, a long run from right field. Right field and Dodgers taking me pretty deep. So great play by Newbar. He gets the defensive player of the week.
You know my theory on diving catches that people hate. The file under the Perloff takes that people hate. Like, if you were a better fielder, you could have run under that one. Like, Andre Jones never had a dive because he was so darn fast that the slower outfielders make the spectacular plays.
Yeah. Wow. I've heard this one from you before.
Yeah. Oh, people hate it. But I just remember, and when I was a kid, there was a guy named Gary Maddox who's considered by some of the greatest center fielder of all time. He rarely dove. He just would read the ball immediately off the bat and get underneath it. And then, boom, you're not in the highlights. You just made a great play. Yeah, nobody cares.
You make the great look routine.
Yes, because you can read the ball right off the bat and you know where to go. The guys who get confused and make the diving catches, make the web gems, totally a fraud.
Well, you know, there's a basketball equivalent to that. Like Marcus Smart was always diving on the floor, you know, and he would get all the hustle awards and stuff like that. It's like, well, do you really need to be diving like that?
I'm watching this guy, Newbar. It's a long run because he is slow as molasses. He's taking about 1,000 steps. He's a right fielder.
Yeah, DP was playing? What are you talking about?
I don't know. He's taking
this ball on the line. He's playing deep right field because, of course, it's Mookie Betts. So he's playing deep.
He runs kind of funny. I'm just going to say it. Wow. Lars Newbar.
Disrespect.
I've been saying it all.
I gotta be honest, I'm not a Lars Newbar expert.
He's a biracial angel.
Okay, let's talk about a quarterback battle. It's going on in Indianapolis, Pearl. And it's funny because we talk about the Browns quarterback battle quite a bit. The Colts one we're not talking about as much. It's Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson duking it out for top billing.
You can peacock all you want.
And they are both QB1 as of today. Shane Steichen putting out a depth chart. QB1 and QB1.
Yeah. No, it was an or, not an
end. I'm sorry. Or.
QB1 or QB1. It was a sad statement.
Very definitive.
I don't know why. When you see it in print, it really brings it home how kind of dire the Colts quarterback situation is. Seeing Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson.
You might as well put a shrug emoji next to it.
Yeah, just or neither.
Or Riley Leonard. I don't know. Or is he going to see any time?
Oh, I see the Thursday.
Philip Rivers, Andrew Luck, any one of those on the depth chart?
This is a franchise that is in the quarterback desert. And I feel like I thought Daniel Jones was definitely going to win it coming into training camp, but it feels like Anthony Richardson has been outplaying him by all reports. I don't have high expectations for either.
You were asking, is this compelling or sad? Probably sad if you're an Indianapolis fan. Compelling just because I'm being serious about the Riley Leonard thing. I think he plays before the season's over because I think both of the guys in front of him get hurt. They're running quarterbacks. Now, Riley Leonard is a running quarterback. He might also
He's a tough dude, though.
Well, so is Anthony Richardson. So is Daniel Jones, but they get hurt.
Yeah, I've seen Riley Leonard. He kept getting hit and not getting hurt. Maybe he's a little more durable. I think that Shane Steichen obviously thrives on having a mobile quarterback. He was great with a young Jalen Hurts. He kept the line alive, always extended plays, and he's been looking for that. But this another team, like we talked about Miami earlier, they just feel like they're stuck at 8-9, 9-8, and they can't get out of that hole. And there's no way either of these quarterbacks can do it. I blame the front office, though, not the coach.
I was talking to Hickey not too long ago, and he said that he's already out on the Colts. So that's what you...
And he's a Colts fan.
And he's a Colts fan, noted Colts fan. So that's you know, that's your barometer right there of how Colts fans feel right now.
Here's the silver lining. Jim Irsay sadly passed away. That's not a silver lining, but it's just the truth. His daughters are now taking over. And let's give him a shot. Let's see. Because they are down on the sidelines wearing earpieces. Now, normally I'm against that kind of thing. But
why? Because they're women and you're not here?
No, because I don't owners meddling. Like them wearing earpieces.
Yeah,
down
I'm
on
saying,
the
like, why would you think the. What makes you optimistic about Irsay's offspring?
Because we saw what happened when the Detroit Lions finally got a change in the front office from the ownership level. Like, they didn't change families, but someone else got in there and started making decisions. Got Brad Holmes, got Dan Campbell.
Got it.
This is what the Irsay daughters need to do. It's been Jim he ran the show for a long, long time when he was in good health, when he was in poor health. And they need, like, fresh eyes.
Or it could be like the Raiders. And Mark Davis could take over. And they could be
even worse.
Mark Davis.
Yeah. Baby Huey. I don't know.
Yeah. The Colts are too talented to be awful, though. They have, like, a lot of talent.
Yeah, and they're in a division that should not be that crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, Houston is a very good team, but the rest of the division, there's wins there.
Yeah, and that's why they almost won the division with Gardner Minshew. They're in a tough spot because they're in limbo. They'd be better off being 2-15 and starting over a quarterback. That's what we learned.
I agree. Totally agree. Okay, do I have time to update one quick poll question?
Because yes.
I think, you know, this is one, Perloff, that I think that's not going to age well for you. Do you trust Kirby Smart more than any other coach in college football? No is 78%. Actually, that does well for you.
But yeah, I mean, it's like, well, the question is Kirby Smart versus the field. So it's not bad for Kirby Smart.
Also, who is the quirkier head coach? Jim Harbaugh beating out Mike McDaniel by a nose.
Yeah, you called it 53-47. Yeah, the answer is both.
The answer is yes. Thank you, EJ Stewart. Thank you, Manny Rodriguez. Andrew Bogus, Andrew Kaplan, and the Weedos.
Heads are another day closer to death.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.